look, you know, it's not good for the Northern Territory cattle industry and the Australian cattle industry to put a band on it. However, you know, to achieve the outcome that we are trying to get, if this is short term, I'd support it. You know, industry is working hard at the moment, trying to work with government to intervene and work with the Indonesian government. And that seems to be the problem, is being able to work at more a higher level, get industry support from the Australian government.
In the short term, you support it. In the long term, what do you think?
Well, look, you know, we talked about we've got an industry approach that we've felt very strong and prepared to go out on a limb with, saying that, you know, if the stunning, you know, we will reduce the numbers of cattle going out to Indonesia by roughly around 125,000 head to be processed only through those approved plants that have inspectors on site, animal inspectors, as well as doing stunning facilities. So, you know, industry is working with this. Instead of stopping the trade, we're proposed to reduce the trade, which will have an effect on the Australian cattle producers in the top end particularly, but at least it'll leave that door open.
But industry's been working for the last 10 years apparently with this, as if you listen to the MLA, but it doesn't seem as though they've got the results that they've desired.
That's the situation is, you know, we haven't had people in the plant sitting there inspecting it. We're prepared to put those people in the plant to make sure that every day those procedures are adhered to.
Why wasn't that done sooner?
Look, I couldn't answer that question. I'm sorry. I've only been on the industry for a while.
Does the MLA, do you think, have to take some blame for this, that they've not responded to the situation appropriately and this is the result now?
No, I don't believe so. MLA, it's the same. We control things in our country. When you're dealing with religion in other countries, it's their way and it's their culture. We recommend this is what the best practice for animal welfare. However, it's their culture, and when we have not the last control, it's out of our hands. But the industry, MLA, has been trying. They produced those boxes there. Yes, we need to look at those boxes. Do we need to develop it? This is an outcome that we have come forward with, saying, okay, let's put our people in those facilities.
Well, we've also heard in our news this morning that Australia's peak Muslim group even supports this ban.
Oh, look,
when you raise religious issues.
Well, look, I haven't heard that, so I can't comment. But it, look, at the end of the day, as I keep saying, that we can't, like Janelle commented there, by having a processing plant in the north, if it could operate 12 months of the year, it would be viable. But because of the movement of the cattle, couldn't put a large infrastructure to handle those volume to produce those cattle out of the territory, because they wouldn't get cattle for 6 months a year. The plant wouldn't operate.
Will this have any effect on local producers?
I believe so. In the short term, yes. The cattle that can't go out of the top end will have to flow into Queensland, which then will flow down the system, down into our processing plants in South Wales.
And what will that mean? What will that result for us locally?
Well, it just means there'll be more cattle on the market for the operators to choose from. And if the operator's only got a certain percentage of volume to export in frozen meat, it makes it probably cheaper for them to buy cattle, which is the last thing we want to see for our producers.